Happy Tuesday, and it's time for the power walk. This is as vulnerable as this episode is going to get today. I looked at my bank account, and I'm doing everything that I can not to crash out. The affirmation that I posted today was centered around receiving unexpected blessings and support, and I need that. There are so many things that have set me back financially, and the highs and lows of entrepreneurship, there are times where you're on it and you feel on top of the world. And there are other times where you feel like you're deep in this valley and you can't get out. And I am surrendering to God because I need help. This trademark dispute has set me back so much so. I'm grateful to God that I was able to pay off one of my installment loans for this trademark dispute. But I still have way more to go to pay off this debt, to fight for intellectual property. And then I seen a post from my memories on Facebook today. And when I saw it, I just took a moment to just breathe because I'm trying to do everything not to crash out. Again, this is as vulnerable as this episode is gonna get. So this receipt here is me posting about my ex-wife, ex-husband. And let me tell you, God is not going to bless you with someone else's spouse. And what's done in the dark will always come out in the light. And if you get with someone in a very dishonorable fashion, you have to accept and understand that the separation and what causes said separation could be based on dishonorable terms too. I've had to accept my karma of engaging with a married woman who was being dishonorable to her husband. And if you go to Hills Clerk, you could see this still on record. This is still something that is present. So Charles went up to the clerk of court to file a stalking injunction against me because I called him and I left him a voicemail because I was very intrigued with the way that he was moving around and was very intrigued with some of his actions and wondering what was it going to take for him to stop. He even went as far as reaching out to my ex-girlfriend on Facebook, where they had an entire gossip session. And I was just really intrigued on why all this was happening. So I see this on Facebook, and I just gotta say it. If you are around here sleeping with someone that's married, and they haven't fully separated, and there is no clear boundaries of the separation, and you know that they're still involved with each other, and you're out here being dishonorable in that, God is not going to bless it. God doesn't honor that. And I had to experience my karma, and I'm telling you from experience that the same way that you get an individual, if you get them on dishonorable terms, they will probably leave on dishonorable terms. And I'm saying that not to make it seem like I was perfect, because when I had to make my public disassociation when I was in Belize because she was out with the man that she had an affair with me on, I was very vulnerable. That there was a time where I flirted with women on social media and had to be held accountable for my actions. There's so much that has happened to me in my life to where I'm not afraid of saying the things, and I'm gonna say it. I saw this Facebook memory and I just started to cry. I don't know if you know, but running for office is not cheap. Running for office is expensive. And you can go back to so many different recordings about this, but as far as support and helping my ex-wife go across the finish line, I did everything I could as a partner to support them in their political endeavors. And I am still actively paying on that today. Actively paying on that today. So I get a phone call that there are different educators and staff that are being let go. And it's so sad to see. It's so sad to see these institutions that are supposed to be preparing our students for life not meet up to their motto and vision, but how the Florida legislature is one of the contributing factors to that. And they're getting ready to meet now, the legislators. They currently can't agree on a budget. Apparently, there's a lot of spending that's been happening in the state. And speaking of spending, so who's moving forward with this Hope Florida scandal? with Ron DeSantis and Casey DeSantis? I just have questions. I'm going to end the power walk so that I don't crash out in this episode. And I'm just being very vulnerable to share that I need support. I need help. And if I have helped you in any way, supported you in any way, I'm asking that you pray for me and you pour in to the things that I am doing. And I know that God is going to pull me out of this valley. And I know that crashing out on these internet spaces is not going to help with the things that I need. But I am vulnerably sharing how I feel, sharing my thoughts, because I think we need to normalize having tough conversations and being okay to feel the feelings. And that's exactly where I'm at, feeling the feelings, seeing that memory on Facebook, looking at my bank account balance, all the different things that are happening can easily make a person crash out. But I am open to receiving unexpected blessings, opportunities, and support. And that's the affirmation for today. I am sending you so much love, light, and peace. I am praying and manifesting that we all receive the abundance that we need and desire out here. I'm praying that we are all able to achieve our goals and to make things happen in the way that God has aligned and allowed us to. I pray that we are able to see the fruits of our labor, that we are redeemed from our mistakes and indiscretions, and in the spirit of renewal and rebirth, and being empowered to make different decisions after analyzing the lessons that we had to take in life. God, I pray that you continue to open doors, and I pray that you heal us, God. God, allow us to not crash out, to not give up, to not close the door on you. I surrender it all to you, God. I've sacrificed a lot, and spending a lot more time on me has been so helpful, but also is a contributing factor to why my bank account balance is looking the way that it is. And I pray that the doors open, that I am made whole with this trademark dispute, that financial abundance comes with all the things that I've had to deal with as it relates to my divorce and starting over and still paying on things and decisions made for the benefit of partnership, that ultimately I was left holding the bag. This is as vulnerable as this can get. I need help. So with that, I'm sending you love, light, and peace. Make today amazing. I love you. Bye.